This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you for being with us. It's that day we call Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. As always, say your one-stop shop for your all your mortgage needs. Their number is 720-895-0500. And Mr. Rogers joins us once again in studio. Kurt Rogers, how are you?
In my neighborhood.
In your neighborhood. Dude, you should need to wear a sweater when you come in to give me that Mr. Rogers.
I was thinking about doing that.
Did you ever watch? I mean, I don't even know what year he came.
Yes.
I had kids.
I watched
it. I never saw that show.
Not even close to my personality.
Yeah.
Exactly. I guess he was a Marine.
He was. He was in the service for sure. I think it was the Marines.
Quiet kind of guy. Yeah. We do have to mention that we have had a beautiful weather lately. It should be April and May, but it's in the wrong months. We do need some snow.
Yep, absolutely.
We need it badly.
For sure, we do. We need some moisture. Look out the KLZ towers here, and it's pretty brown out there, so we need some moisture for sure. Hey, thanks for being with us. If this is your first time to join us, we're here every week at this time with Kurt and all things mortgages, and Kurt's been our exclusive mortgage lender since we started Haystack in 2009. So we've had a great relationship for a long time. Today we're going to be talking about a subject we haven't really spent a lot of time on as of late, and that's reverse mortgages. We've got a special guest we'll introduce here in just a second. But Kurt, a little weekly update here. What's happening?
A lot of things have started to move in the direction many homeowners that want to be homeowners or folks that own a home. We're starting to see, for example, the inflation report just came out last week, and we're at 2% year over year, which is where they wanted to get it. The Feds have been working on getting that. But in conjunction with that, we're getting the unemployment rate. And unemployment numbers right now, they're saying, are 4.3 to 4.5, which is a doable. We don't want them to get too much higher. The only issue with the employment report, which comes out by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, what they traditionally did, last month they said there was like 120,000 people hired. Well, when they come out with numbers, normally 45 to 60 days later, that number decreases by 60%.
Mm-hmm.
So what that is telling the stock market and how that's going to affect rates is you're going to see as those numbers clear out and inflation go up a little bit, the Feds are going to lower rates. We're going to continue to see them. Now, do I think they'll go below 5.5 this year? No, but they're going to continue to come down. They're at 6 or less. So it's something to start thinking if you want to refinance or if you want to buy. Now might be the time to start prepping yourself.
Right. Once again, it's Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. When you call, let them know you heard them here on KLZ 560, and we'd appreciate that as well. Well, a special guest, and Mike Genova has been with us in the past, but it's been a while. And Kurt, we were kind of talking before we came on air today. You guys been together. You guys been partners a long time.
2009. Basically, the same time I started with you. Mike started with the company. We've known each other for 16 years. Mike's a very straightforward man that has great integrity. And one of the things that Michael does that I try to do a lot of different loans. Michael's kind of specializes in one, and he does reverse mortgages. He owns one. He understands them very well. And I think it's time with what's happening that everybody learn a little bit more about the misconceptions that everybody puts you out there about a reverse mortgage. So thanks for coming to the show, Michael.
Yeah, Michael, welcome.
Well, Scott, Kurt, thank you very much for the invitation and being here and all the kind words. I really do appreciate it.
So let's talk about reverse mortgages. Kurt said through the years there's been so many misconceptions about it, and we did shows in the past about all those misconceptions, trying to let people understand about them. But tell us about some of the people that may be calling you now about reverse mortgage and maybe some of their scenarios of why they're looking into a reverse mortgage.
Well, Scott, I have found in the past and even recently that people have the same questions. They want to learn about reverse mortgages, but they're hesitant because they know that they're going to be using the equity that they have in their home. Mm-hmm. And that makes them pause. And I think the reason they pause is because they feel that that equity is very, very important to them, and that equity is something they see as a legacy and they want to leave to their family.
Right.
But along with that, as you mentioned, there's many, many, many misconceptions, misleading information that really adds to the confusion. So one of the things we try to do is help them get through that uncertainty and find a way to make a decision.
Right. And, you know, hey, all parents want to do things for their kids, but I wish more kids would say, Mom, Dad, that's your money. You know what? You don't owe me anything. Is it nice when parents leave something? Sure. You know?
Yes.
But, folks, parents out there, you don't owe them anything. They got plenty of time to make their money and do their thing. Do what's best for you and what gives you some security, right?
Very much so. Very much so. And I have found that both sides of the aisle, I think that some of the children are, Mom and Dad, you've given us so much. It's not a problem with us. Please use the equity to improve the quality of your life. And I've seen something not so generous.
Yep.
I've seen both sides.
Yep, for sure. All right, let's talk about some of the misleading information you're referring to.
Yeah, I think one of the things that I run across quite often is that people believe that by starting a reverse mortgage, that the potential of losing their home to the bank. And this is not the case. There's documents that they'll be signed at closing that speaks to that. You have some responsibility, and that is you have to maintain your home. You have to pay your taxes. You have to pay your homeowner's insurance. And if you have an HOA, you have to pay those dues. And those are things that you're doing already. You just have to continue doing those things with a reverse mortgage. So, Scott, there's no way you can lose your home to the bank if you're doing those things.
Right. And then, you know, you're estate, and you know, we do some shows on estate planning as well, but hopefully you have that in place. But your estate then kind of handles over. So if you've taken $200,000 or $300,000 out of the house and it's a $800,000 home, your family can still get that home back, so to speak, right?
Correct, correct. You're close to a very important point, I think, that people need to understand is this is a non-recourse mortgage. There's no obligation for your estate or your family in the event that you need to move, leave the home, or sell the home. But at that time, your family has first pick, if they so choose, to buy the home. And they can buy it at 95% of the appraised value.
Okay. All right.
Or they can sell the home.
Right. And then another myth out there I think you mentioned is the cost of doing reverse mortgage are so high and it outweighs the benefit. We were, again, talking before we came on air here. Man, this isn't for everybody, and I think you would be the first to say that. This loan isn't for everybody. But, man, it can give some peace of mind. And you know what? That's hard to put a dollar figure on.
For sure.
Is peace of mind.
For sure. I think as we age, we learn that. You work very hard, and peace of mind is something that you realize is very important. And this is a tool that's available. And one of the things we try to do, Kurt and I both, is we don't try to sell you this program. You mentioned this is not right for everybody. We want to educate you so that you can make an informed decision. This is your decision. But there's so many misleading things that interfere with your ability to make that decision, and that's what we're here to do, to try to help clarify some of those misconceptions.
Hmm. When we talk about the cost of a reverse mortgage, it's when you put the numbers together, you look at the cost and the benefit that comes out of it versus a normal mortgage. The cost is actually less than a normal mortgage because of what it does for you, what it frees up for you.
Absolutely, Kurt. I think that what has happened is over the years, things have changed, as we all know. It used to be FHA was pretty much the only show in town, FHA, HECM loans. But what was nice about them is the low interest rate. What was not so nice is the upfront cost. There's mortgage insurance involved, et cetera. But as if rates increased, what the lenders were experiencing is there weren't any loans. It wasn't a good deal. People were not able to justify the cost. The benefit just wasn't there. So what the lenders did is they developed their own programs. And with their new programs, they're able to offer more money at closing and lower costs. And that's become very feasible and very practical for many people. So we look at all of those and try to determine, with your help, what might be best for your situation.
Yeah, many people believe that the high cost was tied to FHA, and that's the only way you could get a reverse. That's not the case now. And with rates moving, it's actually, again, the cost have come down quite a bit.
That for sure. I think that you spoke to it a minute ago. We can do these loans today, and the costs are pretty much the same as they would be if you were to buy a home.
Normal loan.
Yeah, it's a normal loan. And again, we can show you those numbers. We have to show you those numbers. Everything has to be up front. But that misconception about, oh, it's not worth it, the benefit just isn't there, they're so costly, unfortunately, that was the case in certain circumstances, but it's no longer the case today. We look at all your options.
Right. And in most cases, this isn't like a desperate move for people, is it?
No. And I can speak to that because I remember a past client many years ago. This woman had a home that was valued about $800,000. She had no mortgage. But she also had a mountain home with her family, and there was a mortgage on that mountain home. So what she did is she did a reverse mortgage on her primary, used those proceeds to pay off the mortgage on the mountain home. She knew that her children weren't interested in her primary, but they were very interested in the mountain home.
I guess so.
So yeah. She used that reverse mortgage wisely. And at the end of the day, she had no mortgage. She had peace of mind. And her children still, if they so choose, upon her demise, they still had an option to purchase that home or to refinance it or do something with it, the primary.
Right.
And it became part of the estate. So they got the equity out of the home that she lives in. Plus, they now have the mountain property free and clear.
Exactly.
And there were no payments made by mom.
Right. And that was someone who didn't need a reverse mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
She was not desperate.
Right.
However, we do have mortgages, and that's what FHA is designed for, is those people who feel desperate. They may have a low FICO score. They may have low income. They may find themselves in a situation, as many people do, with the cost of living today, that they're stretched. So it is, desperate is too strong a word, but in need.
Sure.
People are in need. And we want them to understand it's okay. Mm-hmm. There's many people in that situation.
All right.
So we're here to help.
Yeah. You're listening to Your Money Matters with Kurt Rogers, owner of Affordable Interest Mortgage, Mike Genova. If you've got questions, give him a call. Mike would love to sit down, talk with you, look at your individual situation, see what's best for you. That number, 720-895-0500. We'll be right back. Need new glasses fast? With Stack Optical's on-site lab, you'll get your prescription glasses in just 3 to 4 days. No long wait times. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and I've trusted my eye care to Allen Stack and Stack Optical for the last 15 years. Eye exams are only $69, and that should be a part of your physical checkups each year. For over 50 years, Denver has trusted this family-owned boutique eye care center for premium vision care, custom eyewear, and expert repairs. See the Stack Optical difference today. Call 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. And tell them Scott sent you. Stack Optical. Since 1968, at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
This is AM 560 KLZ, your home station.
Welcome back to the show. If you're just joining us, we are talking about reverse mortgages here, affordable interest mortgage. Mike Genova is our special expert guest today. If you've got questions, give us a call, 303-477-5600, and Mike can answer your question. All right, Mike, you mentioned a non-recourse loan, but some people might think, hey, what happens? The economy flips, you know, real estate gets upside down. What happens when you owe more than the property is worth?
The short answer to that is nothing.
Okay.
Nothing happens. Your family, your estate is not liable in any way, and that's what non-recourse means. That's what you purchase with a reverse mortgage as part of the coverage that you get. You can be upside down. Not likely in today's market, but we saw in 2008 that mm-hmm. could be the case.
Sure.
Not a concern. You can owe more than your property is worth, and upon your demise, there's no obligation or liability by your family or estate.
All right. Good deal. All right. Let's talk about timing a little bit in the process. To go through this, is it almost like you're buying a house, pretty much the process, or?
Yeah, I think it's time-wise, it's about the same.
Okay.
I tell people 45 days, but more often than not, it's 30.
Okay.
One of the things you have to do with a reverse mortgage that I really think is important is you have to go to counseling. And that's an opportunity for a third party who is not paid by the lender or paid by me or anybody. They work for you, and they're there to make sure you understand what your obligations are as a homeowner and what the reverse mortgage being a growing loan means to you. That's very important. And that's something that is required. And I've seen it work to everyone's benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Gives you an opportunity to ask questions from an expert who understands exactly what this reverse mortgage means to you.
And is that a phone call or a face-to-face meeting with someone?
We can do both.
Okay.
Phone call typically takes about a half hour to 45 minutes, depending on your questions. Or you can schedule something with an FHA counselor if that's the direction you choose to go.
And if somebody wants, I mean, kids always want to make sure their parents know what they're doing. You know?
Yeah.
So it's something, if somebody wants to go with a loved one that's going through this, that's acceptable.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I encourage that. Now's the time to ask the questions and get answers.
Okay.
It's very prudent and very wise to do it that way.
Mm-hmm. Then what information do you need from me, the homeowner, then?
I think the big thing that we're going to need, of course, is your identification. One of the things that people have a difficult time with is Social Security card. We need a Social Security card. Okay,
and then you mean we need a physical?
Physical Social Security card.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's part of your identification. And we ask you to draw up a budget where you show your income and you show your expenses, and it's in preparation for the counseling. That's the kind of thing they'll want to go through with you when you have that discussion. And pretty much that's it. If there's a mortgage involved, we need a mortgage statement. And that's another point. You don't need a mortgage. You could have your home paid for, and you can still – and that enhances your cash on the table, if you will.
Okay.
So we don't need a lot of information, identification, Social Security, and something about your income. Those are the primary things we need.
Right. And then you get whatever the money is. There's no spending policeman there to say, what are you going to be doing with this?
Absolutely.
It's nobody else's business, right?
That's right. And, you know, many times people see this opportunity to use the money to help grandchildren pursue their education or pay down debt or just travel while they still can. Things of that nature are what's important. Do the things you always wanted to do but never had the money to do.
Yeah, exactly.
That's I think, the big thing to understand. And, oh, and important to mention, too, it's tax-free money. It's not like in a 401k or one of those where, oh, I didn't pay my taxes on it again. So this is tax-free money.
All right. Good deal. All right. Now, requirements. Let's walk through some ages. I think there's been some changes a little bit. So fill us in what the current requirements are.
Well, FHA had a minimum age of 62. As I mentioned earlier, there's been some changes. The lenders have recognized an opportunity here to help more people. So now we can do age 55. So you need to be age 55 or older. We can look at that. And you also need to complete your counseling. And
I think live in the home for
a, live in a, okay. Live in a home, exactly. Thank you, Scott. Live in a home for a minimum of 6 months and 1 day per year.
Okay. You want that 1 day.
You need that
one. Got to be that extra day.
That establishes it as your primary residence.
Gotcha.
So those are the things you need to do. But I think it's important to mention that 55 has opened up the door for many people. Second mortgage is another thing. Reverse second mortgage is another product that has become available,
mm-hmm.
Where you can back up your first low-interest mortgage and just get a second mortgage with no payments.
Right.
So that's a nice feature that is new, and that's, again, something that's happened because the lenders have found the money to be able to offer these programs.
Right. I remember years ago we had this question. I think it's a good one because there's a lot of scenarios today. I would assume most of the time a husband and wife are on the house together, okay? Mm-hmm. But let's say they're not. Let's say the husband or the wife, the house is just in one of their names. They've got the reverse mortgage. They pass away. Can the other spouse that's not on title but been married there and living 20 years there, can they still stay in the house?
No.
Okay.
No. And what we do whenever possible is we try to avoid that. We have both on the loan.
Okay.
Both are on the loan.
Then that they
and that
can't.
Cures it. So if one passes, the other one has the right of residency, and they can stay at that home as long as they like.
Because having both, you're not qualifying pretty much for this loan. You basically have to be 55 and above. But there's no income that you have to have. So putting somebody, because a lot of times the second person might not be put on the loan because of something. That's right. Not necessarily the case, correct?
Not exactly right, Kurt. The requirements are much less. Again, you have to be able to show that you have income, typically Social Security or pension or something of that nature. And at the end of the day, you have some money at the end of the day that you're not all spent. And you have to have some credit. You have to have established credit. You don't need to have an 800 FICO score.
Nope.
It's more to just to see what your debts are, to validate that.
So yeah, it's one of the few loans that are out there that FICO score doesn't give you a better rate.
Exactly.
That they don't care.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Their loan is designed strictly for the value of the house.
Yeah. Yep. We do have programs for those that do have higher credit that they could participate in. But in general, the credit score, it's more about, are you paying your bills, and what are they?
Yeah.
We just want to know what they are.
Sure. Again, Mike Genova is with us, Affordable Interest Mortgage, along with Kurt Rogers. The number is 720-895-0500 if you have some questions for Mike. I know he'd be glad to help you. So, as Kurt said, you've been doing this a long time, and so I want to build your experience in this. I mean, there's probably a scenario, not a scenario out there you haven't seen or discussed with people.
Well, every loan is different, mm-hmm. so I'm always prepared for a surprise. But I started doing this. My first reverse mortgage was in 2008.
Okay.
And it was an elderly woman who had one son who had accumulated some medical bills, approximately $50,000. And she wanted to help her son. So she thought about a reverse mortgage, and she found out about reverse mortgages through AARP,
okay,
which is encouraging because it's a third party that can offer information and encourage people to pursue it. So when she was thinking about the $50,000, she said, well, wait a minute, I've got another son, and it wouldn't be fair to give $50,000 to one without giving $50,000 to the other. So she was able to draw $100,000 from her home, and she gave $50,000 to each son.
Wow.
She didn't have to sell her home. She didn't have to sell any investment she had. Hmm. And if you remember, the market crashed in September of 2008. So she would have been in a tough situation had she not done the reverse mortgage. She may not have been able to sell
sure.
her investments.
Wow.
You talked earlier about the lady that had the $800,000 home. She had the extra cash to be able to pay off. If she didn't do that, you get a line of credit with it. So let's say you have enough to pay off your first mortgage, but there's an extra $100,000 there. Mm-hmm. Does that $100,000 always just stay $100,000?
No.
What happens to that cash that you have available? What's it do for you?
That's a line of credit, Kurt, and that line of credit will grow the same as your rate or your loan will grow because the reverse mortgage is a growing loan. Okay, but the line of credit will also grow at the same time. So often what happens is one offsets the other. And if you throw in appreciation, property value appreciating, at the end of the day, I've seen situations where you're almost better off than you were when you started from a balance sheet standpoint. You have just as much equity as you started with because you have that. And that line of credit is always available to you.
For as long as you're alive.
As long as you're alive and as long as the money's there. If you have an emergency or unforeseen events, which happens, you don't have to question anybody. That money is available to you.
So
the line of credit's a nice feature.
If you want to, you know, fix up your house or make some modifications later, that $100,000 could grow to $140,000, $150,000, $100,000. It gives you extra money to do what you need.
Exactly.
Many people don't know that.
And what happens with seniors is they find a need to improve their home so they can stay in their home. They'll make it senior friendly. They put ramps in. They put handrails in. They put expand their showers, grab bars,
sure.
Things of that nature that they aren't doing now that maybe they should be doing, but they're hesitant. They're afraid to use their finances because of the uncertainties.
Their Social Security doesn't have to pay for it.
No. That's right. Yeah. And it's very important, peace of mind.
Right. Closing minute here, but, you know, I think it's great to have someone like you as a specialist because it'd be different sitting across the table from a 35-year-old person talking to somebody. So when you've gone through things, you know, as we're all aging into this time period now where we are seniors, it's easier probably to relate to them and them to you, correct?
Exactly. And that's one of the reasons why I enjoy working with people because I'm a senior and I can relate to them and I can better understand what their experiences are or what their needs are. And the other thing is most seniors want to do business face-to-face.
Sure.
We're not happy or willing to.
Looking at an iPad and talking to you.
Yeah, just doing it over the phone
right.
And fill out this form online and all that. No, we do it face-to-face.
Right.
And I enjoy doing it that way.
Yeah.
And it's an opportunity for everybody to get to know each other.
Well, Mike, I know you've been helping a lot of people. Folks, hey, again, we're the first ones to tell you this loan isn't for everybody, but it may be the perfect thing for you. Absolutely no cost, no obligation. Just call Mike, set an appointment, and just see. Is it the thing for you? 720-895-0500. So, Kurt, thanks for setting this up today. We appreciate it.
NMLS 217-147, regulated by DOR, equal credit lender.
He's well trained.
You were about ready to ask me that question.
I was just fixing to say, and your disclosure, sir. So he did that. Mike, thank you, sir.
Thank
we
you
appreciate
so much.
It. You've been listening to Your Money Matters. We'll be right back.